on dry land.
Towers. Turn my towers on.
Okay. There's a kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams that has claws, and if you, when you turn over a rock, it'll swim away backward. You ever hear of anything like that?
There's a crayfish.
What are the kind of little sea animals with a very thin shell that you drag for?
Sea animals with thin shells?
Uh-huh. You might ask for a few pounds of them.
Snails?
No, that's got a kind of, I think, a thick shell. These are kind of long and thin. They've got little things coming out of them. You've got to clean away. Yeah, right. What if you had more than one?
More than one shrimp?
Mm-hmm.
You had three shrimp.
Okay. You still
or eight shrimp.
Okay. What do you call a kind of insect that tries to fly into a light at night?
Schmuck. A moth.
Thank you. What do you call the kind of insect that you have to be careful about because they'll get in your wool clothes and eat them up?
Moths.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that a myth? I imagine it's not.
No,
but
it's not. It isn't.
You know, I've never known that I've had any clothes.
I haven't had any trouble with that in the South.
Some of my mothers are so full of camphor.
That's right.
That might be a northern.
It might
habit.
Be.
But my mother's are, yeah, northern.
We've had more trouble with silverfish than moths. I haven't solved that problem yet. What do you call the things that fly around at night and flash their lights on and off? The insect that lights up.
I call them lightning bugs.
Mm-hmm. A long, thin-bodied insect that has two pair of shiny wings.
Dragonfly.
What different kinds of stinging insects do you know?
Bees, wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, horseflies.
The horseflies sting?
Yeah,
they do. I didn't know that. I stay away from anything that flies. So.
Oh God, horseflies are horrible, buddy.
What kind of insect builds small paper nests, like sometimes on the side of a house?
A wasp, I guess.
Mm. I've already said that. Sometimes these things carry malaria and other diseases.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah. What are little insects that, if you go out in the woods, they can burrow into your skin and raise welts and cause itching?
Red bugs and chiggers.
Okay. What are the insects that hop along in the grass?
Grasshoppers.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear anyone call them hopper grass?
Mm-hmm.
What are small fish that are used for bait?
Minnows.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, it's one of the things that, it's one of the terms they're looking for. What do you sometimes find in the corners of a room when it hasn't been cleaned thoroughly?
Well, spiders.
If you find them outdoors, do you call them anything else? Like stretched across trees?
I'll call them a spider web.
What's the part of a tree that's underneath the ground?
Roots.
Mm-hmm. Are there any different kinds of roots that you know about?
A kind of a root?
Mm-hmm. Like, do you make any distinction between different kinds of